fascism was against any free thinking. If you read the books of Liliana, there is a very nice description of how fascism took over, or pretended to take over, the consciousness of all Italians. They wanted to direct the consciousness of every Italian. They wanted all Italians to think fascist, not to act fascist, but to think. There was an immense propaganda. I was obliged to be a Balilla. It was prohibited to be a Boy Scout. Boy Scouts were cancelled. Rotary was cancelled. Freemasonry was cancelled because there were islands of free thought which did not comply with official fascist thinking. Even who was not of fascist feelings was obliged to attend Saturday afternoon the big meeting in the middle of the square with a black shirt to pretend to be a fascist, to hail the Duce. This was in 1935, 3 years before the laws against Jews were established. So the persecution, do you use this word? The persecution against free thinking started much earlier than the persecution against Jews. I would say that the persecution against Jews was, for fascism, the last chapter of a systematic persecution of all free thinking that was not suitable, that would not comply with fascist mysticism. Young people in the universities were obliged, not only in universities, but also in the last 2 years of high school, like, for instance, my elder sister, who was attending the last 2 years of high school, they were obliged to follow once a week a lessons of fascist mystics. Mystics, mysticism, they would talk them into admiring fascism, into desiring fascism, into comply with fascism behavior and philosophy. You were not free to have a different behavior. It was enough one sentence, one of the schoolmates of my sister, he was 17 years old, was put to concentration camp by the fascists, not by the Nazis, by the fascists, because he wrote in a letter one sentence about some comment about freedom. And he was censored. The letter was read by the censorship. And that was enough to take him. His name was Luciano Forti. Luciano Forti was put in a concentration camp when he was 17 years old.